We say good morning now to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Dr. Nielsen, the big development on Wednesday, bright and early, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Great news regarding its effectiveness and its safety. Why don't you break it down for us? What can we expect from this vaccine?
Well, this could be a game changer for sure for a couple of reasons. It's a single shot, and it can be stored in a refrigerator for 3 months and a freezer for up to 2 years. So it becomes very easy to distribute through typical medical supply systems, doctor's offices, and so on. So that's the big deal. It is also effective. Everybody has seen the statistics. It's a little less effective than the 95% for Pfizer and Moderna. But it's still extremely effective at preventing serious or fatal disease. So that's really important. So the FDA has come out and said, you know, this looks pretty good. Their independent advisory committee is going to meet all day tomorrow, Friday, to review the data, and they're likely to give the vaccine a thumbs up. And then what will happen after that is CDC and FDA will probably over the weekend authorize this for emergency use authorization, at which point it can start flowing. This is really important. Remember that J&J vaccine was studied in areas where the UK variant and the South African variant were already in the community. We do not have that data for Pfizer and Moderna. So all the infectious disease experts in the country, when asked this question, if you're offered a vaccine, which one do you want? And they'll say, take the one that's offered to you first. And I think that would be really, really important.
Obviously, there's still a strain when it comes to getting the vaccine. But nonetheless, it is progressing at a pace that maybe not everybody's happy with. But nonetheless, it is progressing. And we are seeing improved numbers here locally. What do you make about the numbers that we're seeing right now? Because back in early to mid-January, they had taken a very treacherous turn.
Well, I think we're lucky. And I think we're lucky because we're past the dates of things where people normally congregate, you know, Christmas, Super Bowl, Thanksgiving, all of those things that we know increase the risk. So I think we've been lucky. I also think that people have really been more careful about wearing masks and socially distancing. But I think luck is part of it. I don't think we have widespread variants in our community, although there have been several discovered. The UK variant, two were discovered early this week. But that's going to happen. It's going to be everywhere, but it doesn't seem to be spreading rapidly. So if we can get people vaccinated before these variants take an enormous hold, as they did in California, that's why you saw the spike in California. If we can get people vaccinated, we're going to be well on the way to immunity.
The virus hasn't stopped people from traveling. It's obviously diminished it to a certain extent. But the idea is here that people are going to make plans to travel. If they have this vaccine, what advice do you have for them when it comes to traveling? Is there still a need to quarantine upon returning home?
Well, let's talk about people who are fully vaccinated, which right now means you've gotten both shots. If you're fully vaccinated and it's been more than 14 days since the last shot, the second shot, I want to first talk about what happens if you're exposed to somebody who has COVID. You do not have to quarantine. And that exemption from quarantine lasts for 90 days currently in our state. So let's now go to somebody who's fully vaccinated and travels to a non-contiguous state. Right now, CDC and New York State have not officially changed their guidelines. I won't go through all of them. You probably know what they are. They're tough. They're really very tough. But I will tell you that local health departments, including in our region, are not enforcing it for fully vaccinated people if they're at least 2 weeks after their last shot and it's less than 3 months out.
Another thing that we're seeing, people going to the double mask. Even I think President Biden is using the double mask on some of his public appearances. double masks, are they twice as effective as regular masks?
Well, they're more effective. And anybody who's been in a group of people at church or wherever in a supermarket, you see people whose masks are gaping open at the sides or kind of sliding down the nose, you know, with the nose hanging out. I mean, that is not effective. The one thing the double masking does for sure is it keeps the underneath mask tightly to the face. So that's probably the reason it's effective. There have been various estimates of how effective, and it is very effective. But frankly, at this point, with the low-level transmission in our community, if everybody just wore one mask properly, we'd be okay. If you have two masks and you can do it comfortably, fine. That's even better.
And then finally, I heard a former high-level health official musing the other day about how some areas might have already found their way to herd immunity between the high level of infections that they had previously and the level of vaccine distribution that has taken place in some communities. What do you make of that? Is that something that we should really be depending on here?
Well, I think you're talking about Scott Gottlieb, who's a physician, a very good physician, former FDA commissioner. Scott has opinionated that in some areas they may have had enough infection. I will tell you that even in New York City, where infection, as you know, in the spring was at a horrendous rate, we do not believe that we've reached herd immunity at all. And Dr. Fauci, I've heard him comment on this as well. So I think we've been more lucky than herd immunized, but we're getting there. And I think by the end of the summer or September, we will be at herd immunity. That's what we hope, if the vaccine begins to flow. And there are two other vaccines, in addition to J&J, that are really just on the cusp of being presented to the FDA. So hang on, get your shot, get whatever vaccine is presented to you, and stay safe and wear a mask, at least one mask.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, I've appreciated these weekly conversations. Appreciate this one for sure. And thanks very much for joining us on WBFO.
Thank you, Jay.